In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is from Matthew chapter 26. Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. These words of our gospel lesson are very familiar to us because we hear them every divine service as we come to the altar to receive Holy Communion, to receive Jesus in his own true body and blood under the bread and wine. For it is given for you and for the forgiveness of sins. And this evening we'll have an opportunity to look especially at the supper that Jesus gives, the history behind it, its meaning, and what God is doing for you every time you come to receive of the Lord's Supper. Now, Jesus' disciples could not have known what was about to happen. They were simply preparing yet another Passover for their Lord, and God and Jesus had told them to go find a place which was prepared for them, and they did so. Now, the Passover meal from the Old Testament was the most important of the Old Testament meals. Moses had given specific instructions in Exodus chapter 12 about the meal and how it was to be eaten. For the law prescribed that in the afternoon of the 14th day of the first month, that the Jews were to observe this Passover meal, this festival of unleavened bread. They were to sweep their houses of all leaven, to clean their houses, and not to eat at all any unleavened bread for 7 days. And on the first day of the Paschal observance, the Passover observance, they were to eat the Paschal lamb. Some of the blood from the slaughter of the Paschal lamb was put on their door frames, on the sides and the tops of their houses where they had eaten the lambs. And on that first night of the Passover, we know that God passed through Egypt, and he killed and he struck down the firstborn of both men and animals. However, he did not strike those houses which were protected by the blood of the lamb. He spared those firstborn. And so the first Passover and all the Passovers after that had the theme of salvation and of redemption. For in this meal, God gave the Israelites salvation from death, as well as salvation from the Egyptians, their captors. And so when Jesus himself eats of the Passover with his disciples, this is the Last Supper that he will celebrate with them. And it will be the Last Supper, too, of the Old Covenant. For here, Jesus does something different. He institutes his new covenant, and he changes from the old to the new. The old has run its course, and the new has taken its place. This will be the food of salvation, not merely from the Egyptians, and not merely a remembrance meal, but now it will be salvation from death, from sin, and from the devil. Jesus has instituted something new that would be done in his name until he comes again for judgment. For he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, and drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant." For in this supper, Christ gave his body and blood to his disciples. This body would soon suffer at the hands of the soldiers and would later die on the cross. And his blood would be poured there on the cross, even as a soldier pierces his side with a spear. And yet this body and blood that was sacrificed on the cross is yet offered in Holy Communion, especially for you and for me. This body and blood which won salvation for us is given to you and to all the church. It is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And so this is the supper that is given to you and which gathers you and the whole church together. For this is why we call it Holy Communion. For yes, we commune with God, but we also commune with each other as the church and with all the hosts and saints of heaven. God is bringing his people to heaven through this meal of salvation. He has passed over your sins and the sins of all those around you, just as he once passed over the sins of the Israelites and passed over them because of the blood of the Lamb. And so you have assurance in the supper, for it is given to you. It is given to support your faith and in your journey in your life. And it is not merely a remembrance meal, for Christ himself is truly present. As he has said, "This is my body, this is my blood, given for you." And thus we believe. The supper strengthens and keeps you in the church and on the way, and it is the lifeblood of the church and of you, and it keeps and sustains you in your life as you receive God's forgiveness and then forgive others. It is also a promise of what is to come, and for this reason we call it a foretaste of the feast to come. This is the foretaste of the feast that is in heaven, to which we are all being led. And what we drink, eat, and drink here on earth, we will celebrate with Christ in heaven. For this he said in his gospel reading, "I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." So may we always gather around this table to receive the sacrament of altar, this holy communion, this Lord's Supper. For here is where Jesus is given to you, his body, his blood, for you, for the forgiveness of sins, and for your salvation. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.